¿Qué pasa? Soy Dennis Cortés, and from Cronkite Noticias, this is CN Citación. This is a news briefing that practices code switching, so there are some segments and quotes in Español. Our goal is to cover tu comunidad, tus historias, y tus intereses, all in 10 minutes or less. It's been 19 months since the U.S. closed its borders for non-essential travel due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But recently, the land borders opened. I visited Nogales to see the effects of the border reopening. Sonoran resident Maria del Rosario Duarte just crossed la frontera of Mexico and the U.S., a journey that seemed unrealistic just a few months ago.
Voy a ver a mis familiares. Aquí tengo dos hermanas yo. En Tucson tengo familia, sobrinos.
Duarte says she was eager to cross it since it shut down. She looks forward to visiting her sister and grocery shop. And right down the road from the point of entry, a currency exchange owner, Claudia Aguayo, opened her negocio at 7 a.m. She says that in just 3 hours, about 200 customers visited her business.
Va a mejorar, creo yo, bastante, especialmente pues con la cantidad de ingreso de gente. Ya sea en carro o las salidas, incluso también cuando va la gente a México, aquí tenemos mucho cliente que también ocupa pesos.
She says the numbers will only increase as many clientes coming by car also need pesos. On Morley Avenue, the Cinderella store is starting to see more customers.
We're very excited, very happy to welcome back the huge population that supports our economy here in Nogales, Arizona.
Muchos clientes come from Mexico. Now, businesses like the Cinderella store are ready and stocking up their products.
I think that it gives us a little sense of hope, which I think everyone has needed for a long time.
Nogales was affected economically since the border closed in March 2020, and most of the businesses on Morley Avenue were cerrados. But this month, Nogales business owners tienen esperanza.
Muy contentos. No he visto gente ahorita con mala actitud. Casi toda la gente platicando, mamá, ya crucé, ya estoy aquí, ya vengo caminando. O sea, es muy bonito.
Aguayo says everyone is in a good mood, telling relatives that they are over the border. She believes it's a beautiful sight to see. Nogales seems to be full of shoppers, and the business owners in town are hopeful things will go back to the way they were pre-pandemic. In Nogales, Denson Cortes, CN Citación. Last month, many people celebrated Hispanic Heritage Month with actividades, flores, y las calaveras de azúcar. The Children's Museum of Phoenix was no exception. I went inside their recent exhibit to see how people are learning about la cultura hispana a través del arte. Genaro García es un pintor born in Sonora, Mexico. He says he is inspired by los colores de su infancia, something he celebrates with pride.
Y para mí, cada mes es el mes de la hispanidad, pero en este caso, septiembre es una buena excusa para nosotros para promover, para no tanto nuestro arte como artistas, sino más nuestras raíces.
García is saying that the month is about promoting their roots as a Hispanic community, even more so than promoting his art. His exposition of paintings are being displayed in the Phoenix Children's Museum. He says the opportunity to present his art to kids is very important to him because he believes schools don't dedicate suficiente tiempo teaching kids how to be creativos.
Yo creo que la creatividad debería ser enseñada de la misma forma que las matemáticas o las ciencias. Y no lo hacen porque no piensan que es muy importante. Pero como dije, si lo piensas, todo alrededor de nosotros fue hecho por una persona creativa.
He's saying creativity deserves the same amount of teaching time as math or science. Not only is it important, but it will make all of us creative people. In this museum, that is exactly what visitors can see. They are using art to teach kids about la cultura hispana.
Y es muy importante celebrar para que los niños la vean, pero también para que todas nuestras familias se eduquen y puedan ver diferentes culturas adentro del museo.
That's Ernesto Muñoz, the director of visitor development at the Phoenix Children's Museum. He says that it's important for kids, but also for adults, to be educated and see the different cultures in the museum. From Frida Kahlo self-portraits to creating your very own surrealist collage like Salvador Dalí, the museum has plenty of activities inspired by familiar Hispanic icons. Every project was inspired by Hispanic art, like García's exhibit, which reflects on what is close to his corazón.
Yo creo que mi arte está inspirado en todo lo que está alrededor de mí. Siempre va a tener algo de México, siempre va a tener ese toque de donde vengo, sin querer, siempre sale.
Garcia is saying that his art is inspired by what is around him, but it always includes a piece of Mexico in it. Garcia also says part of his inspiración comes from las mujeres hispanas that were a big part of his life, like su madre, su esposa, y this year, the image of su hija is in one of his exposition pieces. He hopes that he can continue to use art to find una conexión con la cultura hispana. In Phoenix, Denson Cortés, CN Citación. We are muy agradecidos a Julia Sandor y Diana Quintero, who contributed to the CN Citación. Also, muchas gracias a Emma Van Den Inde, who produced our show. To read and listen to more historias around the valley, make sure to visit cronkitenews.azpbs.org. You can leave your sugerencias y ideas in our submission box. Que tengan un buen día. I'm Denson Cortés.